This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. On this segment, this will be our first program on the Affordable Care Act, also referred to as Obamacare. So this is part one. Later on in October, we'll do part two. My guests are Bonnie Preston, Outreach and Policy Specialist, Office of the Regional Director, Region 9, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the San Francisco office. My other guest is Amber Cutler, a staff attorney with the National Senior Citizens Law Center in Los Angeles. And there are some very important websites that I think you want to jot down, and I'm going to give them to you right now. We'll repeat them during the course of the program. www.coveredca.com. Covered, and that stands for Covered Care California, www.coveredca.com. There's also the federal website is www.healthcare.gov. And then depending on what region you're in, it's HICAP. And you have to figure out where you are and then put in the HICAP and get that. And I think Amber will talk a little bit about that. Funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the Trusts and Estate section of the State Bar of California. Additional funding is provided by the Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar, the Family Law section of the State Bar, and the Lawyer Referral Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco. And Amber and Bonnie, great to have you on the program.
Great to be here.
Yeah, great to be here.
Very nice to have you here. I wonder if you would do this. What we want to do is to try to help all of you understand the Affordable Care Act better. I think if you don't mind, what I'd like to start with, there's been, I think, a lot of misunderstanding that's going on with various members of Congress who don't like the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, saying, I don't want to fund it, I want to withdraw the funding, et cetera, et cetera. Could you, as you talk about the general purpose of it, if you would, Bonnie, talk a little bit about, is there a problem with the funding? Is there something that we should be concerned about at this point?
Okay, Chuck. Well, let me just say right off the bat that Health and Human Services is working every day to implement this law. We have the opportunity to, whether a person needs health coverage or has it already, the Act is offering new rights and protections that make health insurance fairer and easier to understand. And we are going full steam ahead, and we have a milestone to hit on October 1st that you're going to hear about, but we are on schedule. A lot of the law has already been implemented, and we've had good results that I'm also going to outline for you. So I just want you to know that no matter what's going on there in the political sphere, we're on track and on target to improve healthcare.
That's nice to hear.
Yes.
With the fear balls that they're throwing.
Right. We've people in healthcare have been waiting a long time for such a positive change to happen, and it's finally happened, and we're going to make sure that the law is implemented.
What are the basic protections that we have here?
So I think first let me just tell you about the law.
Please.
It has three main aims. It's to improve health care. This is a big law, and a lot of the reasons is because we've included in this law so many approaches to health care that have been proven in studies to help people to get better health outcomes. So we have a lot of demonstrations and pilots in the Act that aim at moving our system from a disease-centric system to a system where we're going to prevent care in a lot. There's been unprecedented investments in community health, and we're reinvesting in the public health infrastructure in our communities. These grants and programs have already been funded. And so that's a big emphasis of ours. And so we're improving care, we're rebuilding the public health infrastructure to keep our communities healthy, and we're improving health insurance. So the improvements in terms of consumer protections that we wanted to talk about tonight to highlight is that Americans now receive preventive care with no out-of-pocket costs. And this has meant that more than 6 million people in California have accessed preventive services that through their private health plans, including, you know, people who have gotten access to mammograms, colonoscopies, and other preventive services with no out-of-pocket care charges through the Affordable Care Act.
You're saying that that's right now?
Yes. That started when the law went into effect on, in 2010.
Really? Okay.
So
I think most of us don't know that.
Yes. For plans that... There are some plans that if you've been on a plan for a long time, those have been grandfathered in, so they are not covered under this provision.
Mm-hmm.
But most people, when their plans make any kind of change, if they've been changed or they've signed up for new plans, they have this preventive benefit.
Really? That's wonderful.
Yeah. And young adults under 26 are now covered on their parents' plan, and this has meant 435,000 kids in California now are covered on their parents' plans, and there are small employers who have received tax credits to bring down the cost of insuring their employees, and this is already in place. So 360,000 small employers across the country have received tax credits for purchasing employees. Health plans already.
Mm-hmm.
So what's happened is, and then you've also heard that we're the protections that starting 2010, right away out the bat, no more pre-existing condition denials for children could be made by health plans. No
children up to what age? Up to 18?
I think it's 19.
19, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the no more pre-existing condition denial comes into effect for the rest of us in January of 2014. But but already children cannot be denied because of a pre-existing condition. There are no more lifetime dollar limits or annual limits that can be placed on your plan coverage. That's already in effect. And insurance companies can't drop your coverage when you get sick. And there are no more coverage denials without appeals. All these protections are in place now.
Mm-hmm. Where do we appeal something like this? If an insurance company has denied it, where do we appeal? To what entity?
Well, you first start with your insurance company.
Yes.
And then you would take it to the state that you're in. So in California, the Department of Insurance.
So the California Department of Insurance.
Yes.
Would be the level beyond your insurance company. If you keep losing it with your insurance company, then you go to the Department of Insurance.
Right.
Okay.
This is who they're certified to sell insurance with.
Mm-hmm.
So all of those provisions are already in place. And also we have in place for people with pre-existing conditions, starting in 2010, there's a pre-existing condition program where people could get coverage before this goes into effect for all of us in 2014.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that was a program that was very well prescribed. And then there was also put in place right away this rule where insurers have to pay now at least 80% of your premium has to go to health care services on your plan. So marketing costs, administrative overhead and other non-medical services, that cannot be more than 20% of a premium cost now.
Boy, I bet the insurance companies fought that one.
Well, yeah, it's one of the ones that's maybe not so popular.
Yes.
But many Americans have gotten rebates because if an insurance company is found to have spent more than 20%, then people have gotten rebates.
That's very interesting.
On their insurance. So that was that's a good one too.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
All of these are already in place now. There's big changes still to come effective January 2014, where As I said, no one can be turned down due to a pre-existing condition. And then there are also additional coverage options that are going to be available. One is through the expansion of Medi-Cal in our state, and also a new healthcare marketplace, which in our state, California, is called Covered California. And this marketplace is going to be a place where Californians can go to look at new plans that are being made available, and it's an online these plans will be available online, and people will be able to go there to coveredcalifornia.com and compare health plans and try to find a plan that's will meet their budget and their needs.
Covered California is a program that is under the premises of the government of California, the state government, or what?
Well, they set it up as a quasi-governmental organization with its own board of directors. But you can find out more about that. But it's completely funded by the federal government.
Oh, it is.
Yes.
See. Okay, that I didn't know.
So we're
every state has a covered something or other. Covered
every
California,
state.
Covered Arizona, et cetera. Is that right?
Well, there are
or
actually
different names.
So the federal government made this this program very flexible for states to get. To help get more participation and recognizing that healthcare really is a local activity, they wanted states to run their marketplaces.
Mm-hmm.
California stepped up early to the plate and got this marketplace going. Other states opted not to. Every American come October 1st will have the opportunity of enrolling in a marketplace, mm-hmm. whether you're in a state that's running their own or whether you're in a state where the federal government is running it.
Really,
but everyone will have access
you
to
have
this
mentioned
new marketplace.
Before we went on the air, and we're going to get Amber, don't go away. We'll get to you in just a minute or two.
I'm still here, Chuck.
Yeah, good. I'm glad you are. Amber's down in L.A., by the way. Bonnie, you mentioned to me before we went on the air that there are, and correct me if I'm not quite accurate on this, but there are 5 million people in California who can benefit from this program that's going to take effect starting in October. Is that right?
Right. And actually, in California, we have actually 7 million uninsured people. So there are even more. The 5 million number is the estimate that has been developed for people who can benefit from the expansion of Medi-Cal and from Covered California.
I see.
From actually getting help with their insurance payments under Covered California. So that's a huge. So people who will get financial help to get health care.
Yes. Wonderful.
5 million people
Wonderful.
In California.
Okay. Let me do this again because I think it's very important. Amber, you're the one who mentioned to us before we went on the air, if you don't mind, the high cap. Talk about that just a little bit, if you would, and then I'd like you to talk about some of the issues that you want to make sure people know about with respect to your organization dealing with older persons. But go ahead. What's the high cap situation?
Sure. So the HICAP is California's Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program, and it's run here by the California Department of Aging. And the local HICAP, each region has one. So listeners who want to contact a HICAP just need to look up the California Department of Aging website, which is www.aging.ca.gov, and they can find out how to contact their local HICAP.
Mm-hmm.
But that HICAP will help provide independent counseling and advocacy information to Medicare beneficiaries specifically. They're also receiving training on Covered California and the expansion of Medi-Cal, but the HICAPs are really aimed at helping seniors and Medicare beneficiaries. So I really encourage seniors to contact their local HICAPs.
And the other areas that I think I'd like you to know about, I mentioned one before, and that was covered ca dot
.com.
.com. Thank you very much. And then there was the other one, healthcare.gov. So to educate yourself, if you want to do this on your by way of your computer, you've got those three areas that you can go to. Let me throw this out to both of you, and perhaps, Amber, you wouldn't mind taking this initially, because I'd like to hear what you have to say as far as your organization is concerned. And I think I better do this for people who may have tuned in just a little bit late. This is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. We're doing the first program on the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. We'll do another program later on in October. My guests are Amber Cutler. She's a staff attorney with the National Senior Citizens Law Center in Los Angeles. My other guest in the studio with me is Bonnie Preston, Outreach and Policy Specialist, Office of the Regional Director, Region 9, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in San Francisco. So here's the question that was brought to me, and I think this is one that I'd like both of you to comment on just a little bit. There's a lot of concern that getting medical coverage through the Affordable Care Act will be too expensive, especially for young people, many of whom are unlikely to fall victim to catastrophic illnesses. I'm not sure that unlikely to fall victim to catastrophic illnesses. Many are considering not signing up and paying the penalty. How will implementation of the ACA be affected if lots of people opt out of enrolling? Do you have any thoughts on this, Amber, or is that something you don't deal with in your office?
I definitely have thoughts about it, Chuck, but I think it might be a better question for Bonnie, just because us at the National Senior Citizens Law Center, we're focusing more on issues that impact seniors.
Let me then ask Bonnie to do that, and yeah. I'm going to come right back to you. Bonnie, what comments do you have in response to that?
I encourage people to go to the Covered California website and look at the sample rates they have posted about, because they have done an amazing job negotiating on behalf of Californians with the health plans in California. I think you'll be happy with what you see there and a lot of people say that young people are a hard sell when it comes to health insurance, mm-hmm. but there was a recent field poll done in California, and it found that young people are very interested in having coverage. They're a lot more responsible than we give them credit
Good.
For.
I'm glad to
and
hear
the
that.
Point is that that they just say if it was affordable. So what Covered California has for young people is they have negotiated very good rates for comprehensive health plans. Mm-hmm. So if you go there, they will be able to see the kinds of packages they could get, and depending on their income, what kind of help they qualify for with the for the premiums mm-hmm. and out-of-pocket costs. And finally, if they still felt like the comprehensive packages were too expensive, there are also on there for people under 30, they are eligible for these what they call minimum benefit plans, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. which are kind of similar to catastrophic plans. But the difference is they also include three preventive care visits a year on them. So those will be lower costs. But those, if you opt for one of those, you won't qualify for a premium tax, a reduced premium. So I think in some cases that young people will do better getting a more comprehensive plan if they qualify for some help with their premium.
Okay, let's do this. There's so many issues in here, and I think all of you who may be concerned about whether or not you are interested in the Affordable Care Plan or members of your family should be involved with this, this is a matter that we all have to start studying carefully to know what's going on and keep our eyes and ears open. And the websites that I have given a couple of times in the program are a great way for you to get that information. Amber, if you would, since your organization, the National Senior Citizens Law Center, obviously focuses on senior citizens, what are some of the major issues that you're concerned about as far as the Affordable Care Act is concerned?
Sure. Thanks, Chuck. Well, we at the National Senior Citizens Law Center, we're committed to protecting the rights of the low-income older adults. And so when the Affordable Care Act was enacted, we've been tracking it very closely. And we really think that it brings a lot of benefits to older Americans. And you had indicated that there's been a lot of misinformation. And so I really kind of want to focus on how the Medicare program benefits from the Affordable Care Act. Particularly, it strengthens the Medicare program, and it expands the benefits that Medicare beneficiaries can receive. And Bonnie kind of touched on a few of those, the preventative services. So Medicare beneficiaries now can receive flu shots, diabetes screening, an annual wellness visit, and all of those preventive services are free. Mm-hmm. And here in California alone, about 2.1 million individuals have received one of these free preventative services already mm-hmm. under the Affordable Care Act. Mm-hmm. So we already are seeing the benefits from the Affordable Care Act for Medicare beneficiaries. I think another major area where the Affordable Care Act really improves care and benefits for Medicare beneficiaries is that it reduces the amount of cost that a Medicare beneficiary has to pay for prescription drugs under their Part D plan. And it does that by focusing on the donut hole that everybody has heard about.
Well, not everybody has, though, Amber. I hadn't heard about it. What's the donut hole?
It's such a cute name, right?
It is a wonderful, yeah. Does that mean there's nothing there?
It does exactly mean that. The donut hole refers to a gap in coverage that a Medicare beneficiary who has a really high cost prescription drug costs, so they're spending a lot on their prescription drugs. And once they spend a certain amount through their Part D plan and including their deductible, they enter this gap of coverage. Which is the donut hole.
Yeah.
And during that gap of coverage, they're responsible for paying those prescription drug costs. Well, prior to the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, a beneficiary would be responsible for paying 100% of that drug cost. But with the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, right now, Medicare beneficiaries are only paying 50%.
50%. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And by 2020, the Affordable Care Act completely eliminates the donut hole.
Really?
So we will longer have a donut hole or a donut, but a bear claw or something like that.
Incredible. Or a bear claw. My law enforcement friends are the ones who really don't like the donut holes, by the way.
Chuck, while you brought up law enforcement, I was wondering if I could add into the way that the Affordable Care Act improves the Medicare program. Under the Affordable Care Act, the anti-fraud measures under Medicare were strengthened, and largely through strengthening the relationship between Medicare and local law enforcement. Mm-hmm. And these efforts, since they were started in upped in 2010, it's returned over $11 billion to the Medicare Trust Fund.
Wow.
And this has extended the Medicare program over 10 years.
Wow.
So
you're saying that there was Medicare fraud mm-hmm. by medical people.
Mm-hmm. Largely providers.
By providers.
And some vendors.
And some vendors.
Mm-hmm.
And so there have been a series of prosecutions with restitution, et cetera.
Big busts.
$11 billion?
Yeah, over that. Yeah, by now it's like $12 billion.
Incredible. Yeah. Incredible. That's wonderful to hear. Yeah. Amber, we have, before we end, the statewide version of the program, which we do distribute throughout the state. And by the way, those of you who are listening to the program live, we are live in the Bay Area. We're live on the internet at www.klw.org. In a few minutes, I will give the local phone number. So wherever you may be in the state of California, you can join us. And if, by the way, since we are on the internet and we're dealing here with law that obviously affects not just Californians, but all of us throughout the United States. If you're anywhere else in the country and you want to listen to what's going on, pardon me, you want to ask a question about the Affordable Care Act. Whatever state you're in, you can use that number also, and I'll give it just in a couple of minutes. But, Amber, we've got about 2 minutes left. Would you like to cover a couple of issues? I'm sorry time has gone much too fast, but what else would you like to stress?
Yeah, there is one other area I'd like to stress, and that is the fact that I think seniors particularly, but any population really, is incredibly susceptible right now to fraud, mm-hmm. Unscrupulous individuals who, during this time where we have a whole bunch of new programs rolling out, and then particularly with Covered California, the open enrollment period is starting October 1st, which is right around the same time that Medicare open enrollment is occurring.
Mm-hmm.
So seniors are going to be receiving a lot of healthcare messages. And there's a lot of misinformation going to be provided to them. In fact, there have already been reports that seniors are being contacted and told that they need to buy health care coverage, mm-hmm. that their Medicare is inadequate, and that they need to sign up for other plans. So they're really susceptible to these fraudulent activities.
How do they determine if something they're seeing or being sent is fraudulent? How do they determine that?
Well, and that's where the high caps come in.
Okay, all right.
We really encourage seniors to contact their trusted sources, an independent enrollment counseling agency, to get independent advice on what they're being provided, because we certainly don't want seniors falling victim to a scam or buying insurance that they don't actually need, that isn't providing them any additional benefits. So it's really important that they contact their HICAP or talk to their family members and other trusted sources.
And also, again, I want to repeat that Covered California, if you would like to have more information through Covered California, is www.coveredca.com. And then the federal website is healthcare.gov. And then, of course, as Amber said, there is HICAP in your region. So those are things that you should jot down and use as you want to study this. All right. It is 728 at 91.7, your local public radio station, KLW in San Francisco. For those of you, by the way, who have some questions, some comments, whatever, wherever you are, the number is 1-415-841-4134. 1-415-841-4134, whether you're listening in the Bay Area, listening on the Internet at www.klw.org. And by the way, I want to let you know, for those of you who are great listeners of KALW and who happen to be either a landlord or a tenant, we're going to do a special landlord-tenant call a lawyer night next week as we celebrate KALW's September campaign. And I'm going to have a thank you gift for those of you who would like to make a contribution to the station. And the thank you gift is Nolo's excellent, and I mean excellent, California Tenants' Rights book. And so join us then for Call a Lawyer, special Call a Lawyer, and also on the air we'll do landlord-tenant. So that's what we're doing. And for those of you who have just joined us, why are you late? You should have joined us at 7 o'clock. In any event, this is Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Finney. We're talking about the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare. This is part one. I'll do another program on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, later on in October. My guests are Bonnie Preston, Outreach and Policy Specialist, Office of the Regional Director, Region 9, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services in San Francisco, and Amber Cutler, Staff Attorney, the National Senior Citizens Law Center in Los Angeles. And let's see, who are we going to start with? We got CJ. CJ, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi, can you hear me?
I sure can.
Great, thank you. This question that I have is about the expanded Medi-Cal program. And I recently turned 65, and I made a trip to the local Medi-Cal office, and neither of the two employees there had any information or knowledge about the expanded Medi-Cal program, and they didn't have an application. And they knew nothing about it. So one question, I have actually three questions.
Well, go ahead. Let's finish the first one.
The first one is, will the expanded Medi-Cal program, and we're, you know, I guess in California where I live in West Contra Costa County, mm-hmm. be ready to receive applications on October 1st, of this year, and will it be open? Will this expanded Medi-Cal program in my county, West Contra Costa County, be open for business starting Thursday, January 2nd.
Do you know anything about that?
Yes.
Both of you do.
Oh, go ahead. Go ahead, Amber.
Amber, if you would start.
With individuals.
And then we'll go to Bonnie.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say the expanded Medi-Cal program will start on January 1st, 2014. Mm-hmm. And then second, expanded Medi-Cal is only individuals who are age 18 to age 64 will be eligible for the expanded Medi-Cal program.
Ah.
So if you're 65 or if you have Medicare, you will not be eligible for the Medi-Cal expansion program.
I don't have Medicare, and I understand that if you don't have Medicare, that you can that it includes people of limited income.
Is that correct, Amber?
No,
it
does not extend to people who are 65 or over.
Even if limited income, is that right?
Right, that's correct. But there are options under Covered California, and the financial assistance that would be provided under Covered California to an individual with low income, the type of financial assistance that's provided under Covered California could include premium assistance and share of cost assistance.
CJ, did you get the website for Covered California?
I did. And okay. I also know that they have a Facebook page that has additional information.
Yes. And there should be, and there are local organizations in West Contra Costa that you can find out.
Do you happen to know who they are? Because I have been to a local senior center. I have talked to my California state assembly woman's office. I have talked to federal congressman. I have talked to five other people, and nobody has.
Incredible.
I haven't been able to find an answer anywhere.
That's incredible.
So why don't we
hold on, CJ? We may have an answer for you.
No, well, CJ, why don't we get your information, and we can get that the organization's name for you. There, it's on the California website.
When you say get her information, get a phone number for her,
or an email.
Do you have an email address?
I do.
May I have it?
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Initial CJM.
Yeah.
Dot Edelston, Edelston.
Edelston.
Okay.
At Gmail. com.
Okay. Got
I think
it.
We got it.
And I have a last question.
Go ahead, my dear.
Is there any way you can help me find an administrator with whom I can discuss? I'm having a problem with something called CalWIN. I don't know if you're familiar with CalWIN. It's capital C-A-L, all caps W-I-N. And
what does it do?
Okay, I found out about this through the Covered California website.
Oh.
And
it's a income assistance.
What I was going to say about it was I went through a trial run to see if I qualified for expanded Medi-Cal. Mm-hmm. And it was a trial run, and I didn't write down the password. So therefore, I don't remember my password, and the system doesn't recognize my answers to my security questions. So therefore, I can't access my account, and I can't complete my Medi-Cal application.
So
this was an online.
Stop, CJ. CJ, stop for a moment. Maybe.
Okay. What we're going to send
Bonnie has a suggestion.
You need to call a Covered California call center too. You don't have to access Covered California.
Somebody today.
CJ, listen.
Talk to someone today?
And they had no idea.
This is wonderful.
Yeah. Let's just, get her this information. That sounds good.
Bonnie's office will send you information by way of your email. Okay, CJ?
I so appreciate it.
Okay, kiddo. Hang in there. They'll get it to you. If they don't get it to you, you get in touch with me, and I'll get them to get it to you. Okay?
So appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye. Thanks for calling. All right. Frank, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi. I'm hearing a lot about how this new law would benefit the people without health insurance. What about the people who have to buy health insurance in the open market and are being gouged? I'm 64, and I used to pay $100 a month when I was 40 years old for a policy with a $2,500 deductible. That policy would cost me about $1,200 now, so right now I have a catastrophic type of policy. So my question is, with an income between $25,000 and $30,000, would I qualify for a subsidy? And would it be worth going through this process knowing that I qualify for Medicare next summer?
How old are you, Frank?
64.
Okay.
And Frank, do you have a pre-existing condition? Is that why your health insurance is so high?
He does, yes.
So I'm kind of wedded to my current insurance company because if I told them to go screw themselves, I would never be able to get another company to insure.
I think Amber has some thoughts for you. Go ahead, Amber. Yeah,
I do. I think that individuals that are in your position will particularly benefit from Covered California because, as Bonnie indicated previously in the show, individuals with a pre-existing condition starting in January 2014 can no longer be denied coverage, and healthcare companies can't gouge you like they're doing currently. And so under the healthcare exchanges, you might be able to find a really affordable plan and also most likely be eligible for some financial assistance to help pay for that plan, much more so than you are right now with your current insurance plan.
So
do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Individuals up to $45,000 a year are going to be eligible for assistance to pay these premiums that are available on Covered California. So I definitely think this is going to be good for you.
So who would be able to give me an honest answer if I called and asked them, you know, whether I'm qualify for a subsidy? Are you basically calling the different companies, or are you calling?
No. This is what's going to make it easier for you to shop for your health plan. You go to coveredca.com, and you answer four questions. They have a calculator on the site now with sample rates, and this will tell you what kind of assistance you're eligible for.
Okay.
Did you get the website?
Yeah.
Okay, Frank.
Thanks a lot.
Take care.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Take care,
very,
Frank.
Very good. Glad you called. Joe, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi. Thank you. Can you hear me?
Oh, sure can.
My question is this. I have an individual plan currently with Kaiser, and I've been looking forward to the opening of the exchange because from what I've seen online, it looks like I should be able to maintain similar coverage and actually pay at least a couple $100 a month less in premiums. But I got a letter from Kaiser saying that its quote-unquote ACA-compliant plans would be available sometime after October, and it was, of course, the best thing for me to purchase that plan directly from Kaiser and not to go through the exchange. So I was naturally suspicious of that.
You're a skeptical guy, Joe.
Is that true, that it's just as good to buy the same plan directly from Kaiser, or is it better to go through the exchange?
Do you see, Joe, do you see Bonnie shaking her head?
I cannot.
Bonnie, go ahead. Go ahead. Tell him what you want to tell him.
Well, it might be that you go to Covered California website and see that the Kaiser plan is your best. It meets your needs and your budget the best. But I encourage you, since the marketplace will be up and ready starting October 1st, I encourage you to go there because Kaiser is not required to inform you about your other options.
So, meaning the coverage that's provided by other insurers.
Yes. And the Covered California is the only place that people can go to get these get these subsidies to bring down their premiums, or even the help that you might qualify for with out-of-pocket expenses.
Is it possible to go to Covered California now and start researching this?
Yes.
And see the comparisons?
So I'm actually looking at it on my computer.
Are you?
Okay. While we're talking. Yeah.
Okay, Joe. Well, that's what you need to do.
Okay, so there's no reason not to go through the exchange, I guess, is the bottom line.
Well, when you say the exchange, you're talking about through
Covered California.
Through Covered California. Okay, all right.
Right.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thanks a lot for calling. Take care, Joe. 1-415-841-4134, and we've got Sue. Welcome to the program.
Hello.
Hi.
I've been informed that, and I already know that there are very few doctors and providers who accept Medi-Cal patients, and I'm wondering what will be happening with the expansion of Medi-Cal, because it seems to me that people will be signed up, but they will not be able to actually obtain the service or see a doctor or get health care.
And great
question. What is being done to encourage providers to accept Medi-Cal and address this problem?
Mm-hmm. Excellent question, Sue.
It is. So because the Affordable Care Act is really, the purpose of it is to get people covered, and to do that, we know that you need access to providers who can see you in a timely time frame and in a place that's convenient for you. So what the Affordable Care Act does is it said for under Medicaid, which is Medi-Cal in our state, they're going to the federal government is going to make sure that providers who provide primary care under Medicaid make sure they're paid at the same level as the Medicare program provides. So they're hoping to attract more primary care physicians to the Medicaid program, Medi-Cal in California. And so they will have this incentive that for at least the first 2 years that the federal government is paying for. So that's one way. And then Covered California, through their plans, has been able to attract a large number of providers. And if you go to their site, you'll see the participating physicians and hospitals in their plans.
Did you get the website on that, Sue?
No, if you could give it again, please.
Sure, of course. Covered California.
Oh.
You didn't get that, or
yes,
you did?
Yes, I have that.
You did get that. Okay, that's what we're talking about that you need to go to.
Okay, thank
you. Yeah. Anything else?
That's all. Thank you.
All right, good luck, Sue. Thank you very much for calling. And those of you, by the way, we're going to take more calls, of course. We still have a little bit more than 15 minutes to go in the program. Please, with questions that you were not able to get to pose or get answers to, we will do another program in October, so don't feel that this is the end of the road by any means. And again, I want you to be aware of contacting HICAP in your area, going to www.coveredca.com, going to www.healthcare.gov, which is the federal website. And that way you can get quite a bit of information that you may need. All right, 1-415-841-4134. All the lines are lit up. All of you, or I guess a lot of you, are very interested in this. Christine, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
My husband, 63, and I, my husband is about to be 64 in about a couple of weeks, and I'm 62 in good health. We're Kaiser members. My question is this. We're paying $750 a month with a $5,000 deductible. Would the Affordable Health Care Act potentially provide us with premiums that would be cheaper than that?
Yeah, I encourage you to look at the plans available in your area. If you go to coveredcalifornia.com, you'll answer four questions and you'll see what's available. And it's basically how old are you,
okay.
What's your family size, what's your income, and where do you live? Those are the variables that are going to let you see the kinds of plans
that are available
in your area and the kinds of premium help you could qualify for with your premiums.
So you're saying, Bonnie, that depending on where you're living in California, there could be, and depending on what the size of your family is, depending on what your income is, there could be different plans, different companies, depending on where you are in California. Is that right?
Yes, but not so. There's going to be different plans in your area, but the plans that are available to you won't vary on your income. The only thing your income determines is the kind of assistance you're available
for. Assistance.
But if you're eligible to shop on Covered California, which all legal residents of the state who are not incarcerated, everybody's that meets those requirements can shop on the Covered California marketplace. But depending on your area, Covered California was able to negotiate health plans.
You know, one of the questions, very brief questions that was just brought to me here, not everybody has, unfortunately, access to the internet, and the question is, please give telephone contacts along with websites. Now, interestingly enough, I have the materials that are on the website of Covered California, and I'm looking for a phone number. And this is one of the problems when we get so involved with information on the internet. Pardon?
That's their cover page, is it?
This
right
is their
on
cover
there?
Page. It's not
oh,
on.
I,
it's not
I
on the cover
it.
Page.
Okay, good, good.
I have it, Chuck. It's 1-800.
Yeah.
300-1506.
Okay.
I'm just going to repeat that for you guys.
Go.
1-800-300-1506.
Yeah, it is not in the materials that I have, interestingly enough, and frankly, I'm not surprised because I have found, I've used the computer a great deal for research, I have found that a lot of very important websites, very important organizations, do not have the phone number of how you can reach somebody. Now, do we have for the federal healthcare.gov, do we have a phone number for them?
Well, there are call centers of the federal call center, and we're looking that up right now. What you want to do if you're in California, you want to use the Covered California call center because that specific to the Covered California marketplace.
Right. Okay. So,
other states that don't have access to Covered, they'll have their own marketplace.
Okay. All right.
So that's when if the feds are running their programs. Yeah.
So the Covered California number that we just talked about, we just gave to you, that Amber just gave to you, is the one to use
for California.
For California, and that'll get you also. The healthcare.gov number. What about for HICAP? Is there any major 800 number that one can use for HICAP?
There is. It's 1-800-434-0222.
Okay, 1-800-434-0222. So now you have the way of getting by phone to these various organizations, and hopefully that'll be of some help to you. And let me see, do we have any other question on this one? I guess not. All right.
No. Thank you very much.
Okay. Okay, Christine. Take care, my dear.
All righty.
All right. You know, my approach to all of the things that we do on this program, and whether it's medical information or legal information, we have to be good consumers. We have to do and expect to do some research. We have to do some studying. There are usually very good sources available. And so, you know, it may be difficult at times, but the putting in the time may be very, very well worth it. So that's what I recommend. And when I started this program a long time ago, when I was just a little kid, you know, and now it's been 29 years later, I thought prevention was wonderful. So I do suggest you be a good consumer. All right. Arlene, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Yes. I have both Medi-Cal and Medicare, and I do not want to join in HMO at all.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to verify what I've been told by an ombudsman at an agency.
Yeah. What did the ombudsman tell you?
That it isn't necessary for me to join, that I don't have to take Blue Cross or Alameda County's plan.
Ah.
That I can just choose my own doctor.
Yeah.
And both I qualify for, I have full coverage.
Well, I'm sorry, you're with whom, Arlene? Who do you have coverage with?
She has both Medi-Cal and Medicare.
Okay, Medi-Cal and Medicare. And Amber, is the ombudsman who told her this correct on this?
Yes, they are. And I think this is a huge misunderstanding that is going on, is that people who have coverage already think that somehow their coverage is going to be impacted or it has to change. And for the most part, no, especially individuals like a dual eligible like yourself, Arlene, you won't have to change your Medicare and Medi-Cal benefits. And you can continue to choose your own doctors through your Medicare plan. That will not change under the Affordable Care Act.
That make you feel better, Arlene?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Thank you.
Keep fighting. Keep fighting, Arlene. That's the way to go. Okay. Thank you, very much. Yeah.
I do want to put in a small caveat. I don't know where Arlene lives.
Where are you, Arlene? Are you still there? I guess Arlene is gone. But go ahead. Go ahead.
She said Alameda County.
Alameda County.
Oh, in Alameda.
Yeah.
And that is one of, there's a demonstration going on, and Bonnie had mentioned some of the programs that the federal government's rolling out that include demonstrations. And there is a demonstration going on called the Coordinated Care Initiative, and that's not set to begin, well, it's set to begin no sooner than April 1st of 2014. Hmm. And I'm not going to get into all the details of it. But that could mean that Arlene, as a dual eligible beneficiary, could have the option of going into managed care for her Medicare benefit, mm-hmm. but most likely will have to go into a managed care plan no matter what on her Medi-Cal benefit. But that won't really, that doesn't change her ability to choose her doctors because her Medicare benefit can stay as it is in fee for service. But I do want to put that caveat in because that is a change that people have been hearing about.
All right. Thank you very much. Samir, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. I think this program is awesome. I have questions about a small business. We have a small business. We have 9 employees, and one of our employees is in Illinois, and the rest of us are in California. Can we use a health exchange, or at least is it a possibility for us for a business our size with 2 different locations?
I believe it is somewhere, but I would like you to contact Covered California in their SHOP program. It's called the Small Business Options Health Options Program. You're the kind of business with 9 employees that it's aimed at. And I think you can be accommodated because there will be a marketplace in Illinois as well. I'm just not sure how Covered California is going to handle that employee that you have in Illinois.
Do you have the site for Covered California, Samir?
Yes, yes. I've been to the SHOP website, and I found quite a few pieces of information were missing for me.
Uh-huh.
One, I wanted to know, they have given an example of what a silver coverage would be. I wanted to know what the gold and the bronze would be also, and I wasn't sure if that would be available only on October 1st, or is there another place to get that information?
No, I think that what they've said is by October 1st that additional SHOP information would be available.
Okay. By October 1st. Okay.
Okay, and I have one more question, if I may.
Go ahead, sure.
Okay, so for who will be the who are the different health plans that will be available? I mean, will there be companies like Kaiser and Blue Shield, or will there be completely different agencies that will be providing the coverage at the end of the day once this system goes online?
Well, in California, they have announced, and I believe it's on the website also, they've announced the plans that are offering both for the insurance and the small business. Do you want me to list off the ones for the small business?
No, I will check it out. When I last checked, I may have missed that.
Okay.
I did spend some time on the SHOP website, but I did not get that information.
They have negotiated prices with 6 plans across the state to offer on the SHOP. And it includes Blue Shield, Health Net, Kaiser Permanente, Sharp Health Plan, Western Health Advantage, and Chinese Community Health Plan.
Mm.
Any guesses? Will this reduce the prices for a small business our size going through Covered California versus going directly to the health plans? Any estimates?
Well, I think the decision that small business owners are faced with is looking at what they can get through the shop, depending on your area of California. There, you know, because there are fewer health plans participating in some areas of the state, there might be only one plan that is qualified in your area. So there isn't as much choice. So kind of depending on your area, there is competition or there's not competition. But you do also have the option of your people shopping on the individual plan, on the individual exchange, too.
Got it. And one last question. The program starts October 1st. Until when do we have to make the decision for enrolling for, let's say, 2014?
In other words, is there a deadline?
Exactly.
Well, so for businesses, it's whenever you're there's no open enrollment for the businesses. It's whenever your plan year it's based on your plan year.
Perfect.
Okay, Samir.
Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye. A couple of things I want to mention, and then we'll take one more very brief call. If you have a legal problem, you may need to talk to a lawyer. The Bar Association of San Francisco's Lawyer Referral Service can arrange an appointment for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. That number to call, 1-415-989-1616. 415-989-1616. This information is brought to you by the Bar Association of San Francisco and KALW listeners like you. If you're in San Mateo County, it also has a lawyer referral service. That number is 650-369-4149, 650-369-4149. And Sven, do you have a very brief question?
Two quickies. Will this in any way address long-term care, which is very high cost? Will it reduce my current Cadillac plan that I pay for?
Let me get some comments for you. That was a great question. What thoughts do we have on long-term care?
So, Amber, do you want to take that since it's a senior? I mean, it doesn't.
Amber, do you have it?
It doesn't address long-term care.
No.
It does not.
No, particularly these two programs don't address long-term care. The state of California is moving forward with some demonstration projects that does bring long-term care into managed care, but it doesn't really address the actual cost of long-term care. So it's not going to necessarily reduce the cost if you're particularly paying out of pocket.
Sins, keep feeding that Cadillac.
Yeah, but I do think if you do have a Cadillac plan that you should look on Cover California to see if there is a plan that would meet your medical needs and whether you would qualify for some financial assistance to pay for that option because that's the entire point of the healthcare exchanges is to provide lower cost options and also to cause competition among the healthcare plans so that they are providing better care, better quality care at lower prices.
We have run out of time.
Oh, thanks, Chuck.
I want to thank you very much for joining me on the program, Bonnie Preston of the U.S. Department of Health and Human Service, San Francisco office. Thank you so much. And Amber Cutler in L.A. with the National Senior Citizens Law Center. Thank you very much for joining us on Your Legal Rights. Your Legal Rights production staff members are program engineer Joanne Marr and production assistant Martin McLean. Funding for Your Legal Rights is made possible by the trusts and the state section of the State Bar, the labor and employment law section of the State Bar, the lawyer referral service of the Bar Association of San Francisco, the California Applicants Attorneys Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association. We will do another program on the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, later on in October. So it'll still be a hot topic then, and it'll still be a good time to do another program and get your questions. Next week, as a tribute to KLW's September campaign, we're going to do a special landlord-tenant call-a-lawyer night next week. My guests on the air will be landlord-tenant attorneys James Coy Driscoll and Mark Seidenfeld, and you can also talk to landlord-tenant attorneys off the air on our special landlord-tenant call-a-lawyer night. Thanks for joining us on Your Legal Rights. I'm Chuck Feeney.